Good morning from snowy Iowa. I have actually titled this podcast, I Show My Scars So That Others Know They Can Heal. And yes, despite missing the last few snowstorms predicted and barely getting an inch and everybody complaining, we actually got hammered this time. So our sleepy little town is kind of still cleaning up while I sit back inside and write to you guys. And for that, I'm extremely thankful. I really don't like winter. I don't know how you guys feel about it. If I'm inside, I'm fine. I don't care if it snows. I don't care if it's cold. But when I have to drive in it, that's when I get grumpy and I complain. So I've gotten to the point where I don't like to go outside in the wintertime, like, for any reason at all, LOL. Unless there's coffee involved, then okay, you can probably talk me into it. But on days like this when I'm stuck inside, those are my favorite days to be creative and kick some butt on life planning for my future. So since many of you guys are new to my podcast and my blog, I have been asked more and more lately about my business in pursuit of purpose, what it's all about, who I am. So I thought I'd dedicate this podcast to opening up myself and sharing more about what my purpose and this business are all about. So first of all, let me introduce myself. I am the woman behind the lens and the voice of In Pursuit of Purpose. My name is Sadie K. Frazier, and I am In Pursuit of Purpose. Many of you know that I'm also an author and that Sadie is not my real name. My real name is actually Chris. And for all legal intents and purposes, I obviously have to use that, which is great because that's who I am. But when I became an author, I thought it would be kind of cool to come up with a pen name. My husband's an author too, and both of us came up with pen names when we were with our first publisher. So I thought it would be cool to come up with a name that meant something to me. And my grandma Neva, for many of those who know me, was one of my very favorite people in the whole world. Growing up, she was my whole life. Now, her mom's name was Sarah Elizabeth, and they always called her Sadie. My grandma lost her mom at a very young age. I don't even think she was a teenager yet. I'm thinking she was either 12 or 13, somewhere in there. And my grandma was one of the smartest women that I have ever known. I did not know until she was probably, I think she was closer to like 94. I think she died when she was 95, so it seems like it was like 94 or so. We were just sitting and talking one day, and she told me that she had dropped out of school. I would have never guessed that. What she did was she dropped out of school so that she could stay home and take care of her dad and all of her brothers. She literally became the woman of the home at 12 years old, which I'm only assuming in that era meant doing all the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, all the basic keeping of a house full of men so that they ran efficiently while all the men went off to work. And I'm talking her brothers who weren't that much older than her. I think they all went off to work too to earn money and income for the house to keep everybody going. So as I said, when I became an author, I chose Sadie as my pen name. And after a little bit, it just sort of became me. And I realized that it was more like the woman that I kind of keep hidden that maybe I would like to one day be. Sadie is literally the best version of myself. Maybe Sadie is the person that I never truly realized before now that I should put more out there. Maybe she should be the one that's seen and heard from a little more in this life that I get to live. So now that you know my name, who am I really? Well, as I mentioned before, from an entrepreneurial, I always hate that word. I don't know if any of you can say it any better than I can, but I always get flubbed up on that word. From that perspective, I am an author. I am a foodie. I'm a content creator and I'm an influencer. I'm also the host of the Daily Escape podcast, obviously. And I'm the author of my blog, Nomadic Gemini. I'm also a vlogger on the side in our spare time with my hubby, who is also an author. And we have a YouTube channel to capture all of our adventures of vlogging on, and that's called Have Fate Will Travel, if you ever want to check that out. I'm also a musician, which that has kind of gone by the wayside. And I just kind of wanted to read you a little bit about what I have plans to do in the future. Now, my husband has been pushing me for a very long time. I play the piano and I sing, and it's pretty much everything that I am inside. Music has been a huge part of my life, and it's also something that I neglected and have just kind of pushed aside over the last few years. I don't know. I never saw myself in my life being without music and playing the piano, but here I am. And my husband has been begging me to pull out my keyboard to basically share my that part of my story through my music again. So I hope this year that I can write some music. I just ordered some new music. Sarah Bareilles' song, She Used to Be Mine, is pretty much the essence of my life and who I feel I am from the inside. So we just ordered that music. I think it should be here Sunday, so I hope to perform and record that and put that on here too very soon. So as far as from a musician perspective, my heart's music has bled from my fingertips to those ivory keys since I was a child. I think I started playing the piano when I was about 6 years old. And it was my salvation when I struggled with depression and questioned if I would survive the emotional wounds I keep locked away and hidden to protect myself from the truths I would one day be forced to face. In discarding ghosts of the past, music has weaved a tapestry of healing through my brokenness, and I arrived at the other side of that changed. It has now become the very lifeblood of my soul, and it's the amalgamation of my pain, my tears, my trauma that beats in time with the rhythm of my battered heart. So I hoped to share with you soon original content and music written and performed by yours truly. I just pray that I find myself fearless enough to expose my vulnerability and finally set my spirit and my past free. So, my business in pursuit of purpose. I'm also the founder of that. To many others, I'm much, much more. I am a change maker, a game changer, a storyteller, a hope inspirer, a menopause survivor, whether I like it or not. And I also hope to share some core stuff and just some funnier, lighter notes of my menopause story with you guys later. I hope to write a book here very shortly called Menopause and Muffin Tops. Hope you'll stay tuned for that aspect of my life too. But I'm also a peace lover, a heart healer, and a spirit seeker too. And last but not least, I'm a mindset motivator and I'm a life transformation coach. I'll share a little bit more about that in a few minutes, but one thing at a time. In all that I am and all that I seek to become, I know without a doubt that I have a message to share and an audience to serve. The bottom line is that my passion lies in inspiring others to find their voice and rewrite their story too. So let me tell you a little bit more about In Pursuit of Purpose. And I've shared all the links below too, so that you guys can find them easily and get on each of the business ventures that I have. So at the age of 45, I went back to school and I earned my master's degree in psychology. And I graduated with honors, much to my surprise. I worked my butt off, but I still was shocked that I did as well as I did with that. But I think it was in tune and aligned with my purpose. Maybe I just couldn't see it at that time. So I went on to earn my master life coach degree in 2022, and I opened my business In Pursuit of Purpose. And it was designed to help others find their voice and heal from trauma by rewriting their story. I founded this business in August of 2021 amid a global pandemic that shook this nation to its core. With a global shutdown looming and my full-time job was on a forced temporary hiatus, I quickly realized that not only did my own life need to change, but so did many of your mindsets and misconceptions of the people we thought we were supposed to become. I think we all took a step back during that time and were like, what am I doing with my life? What do I want to do with my life? We had, for the first time, the chance to just stop and think about what we wanted. So at the same time, the last of my kids were growing up and moving out right before my very eyes, and I started to question where the years had gone and how had all that time escaped me. I felt a sense of loss and losing my babies, and in the simultaneous realization that I honestly had no idea where I was without them or who I was supposed to be now. I was a wife, I was a mom, I'd always been all those things that I wanted to be. Yes, I still worked full time. Yes, I'm good at my job. I had all these other things, but I wasn't sure exactly who I wanted to be now that I was on my own. So I took a deep breath, a step back, and I evaluated a few things in my life that I'd been missing. I learned to be still. I learned to listen as thoughts and inspiration and dreams began to emerge as first possibilities. And eventually they became full-blown plans and goals bigger than I could have ever imagined. So in short, In Pursuit of Purpose is a business that I conceived from those very big dreams and the never-ending hope that I may one day change the world. So it's no surprise, really, that my purpose is and always has been understanding with compassion and helping others discover the best version of themselves. Now, within the past few weeks, a shift happened, and I'm kind of blown away by the realization of how close I'd been all along to achieving those dreams. I just never saw it before because I was too blinded by my own fears and doubt to see it until now. See, I've been waiting to become this person I'd always imagined I could be. I don't know if I thought I should be perfect, if I should have it all figured out before I started living my dreams. I don't know what it was, but I realized that I needed to meet you right where you are in order to be my true, authentic self. Faults, traumas, scars, and all. It became clear that I am right where I'm meant to be. I am the person that is best equipped to help the person I used to be and the person you are today. Every single path along my journey to healing from my own trauma has led me to where I am meant to be right here, right now. In learning to trust the knowing, I've learned that it doesn't have to make sense to make a step forward, to start to believe in yourself, to start to heal from your own trauma. And if there's anything that the world has taught us lately, it's that life is too damn short to waste another minute living in the shadows of somebody else's dream. So be still, pray, listen to your gut, meditate, whatever it is that you focus on to find the center of who you are. You only get one shot in this life, and it's time to take that chance on yourself right now. Don't wait until it's too late. So if you want to follow my blog, Nomadic Gemini, for words crafted to inspire the voice in others to rewrite their story and manifest their best life, I've shared that link below as well. So on my blog, I share it all. I share the good, the bad, the ugly, all the parts of my life that I find it sometimes hard to expose my vulnerability. But my hope is that in sharing it all, you too might feel a little less alone on your journey to healing too. See, it's not because I have all the answers or that I have it figured all out, because I can assure you that it's far from the truth. I struggle every single day with the same things you do, and I'm not always good about keeping my head or my heart from reverting back to that negative self-talk or believing lies from the past that should no longer serve me. But I, like you, am a survivor. I'm a hopeless romantic who still believes that I too can be the catalyst whose words have the ability in some small way to change the world. I'm here to inspire others, to offer them hope and healing to manifest their best life, and to uplift and encourage you for those of you who need it the most. So in essence, that blog is written, like I said, with a passion for crafting words that inspire the voice of others who want to write their stories and manifest their best lives. And I'm here to help in any way that I can. I'm here to be your light. Okay, so now let's move on to this podcast, the Daily Escape Podcast. Obviously, I'm the host of that podcast, and it's honestly become one of my favorite creative ventures yet. I never thought that it would be. I had meningitis a long time ago where I actually lost the ability to be able to form words into complete sentences, and I sound like an idiot half the time when I have brain fog from fibromyalgia. I've also had some bouts with shingles that have done some neurological damage. So all those things kind of combine in my brain and misfire the synapses of where those words should form sometimes. And sometimes I can't put one word in front of the other without stuttering and tripping over my words. So I wanted to do this podcast, but my fear in being able to come up with those words and speak so that I could speak through my heart and not just get tripped up over those words, that really held me back for a long time. But this podcast offers hope and healing to create your best life. And I try to inspire you to find your voice and to live your dreams out loud. So I've also listed the link below to the podcast for those of you who haven't been here before, who haven't heard any of the episodes. You can listen on any platform you love to listen to your favorite podcasts on. I believe that that link goes directly to Podbean, but we're everywhere on Google Podcasts, Apple, all your regular, Spotify, all your regular podcasts. Now, on the podcast, we talk about a lot of things, like decluttering your mind, your body, your home, and your soul to set your spirit free. How to spark change when you're running on empty. Focusing on self-care and taking care of yourself, which, if you're like me, I completely suck at. How to create happiness and discover the things that bring you joy. But then there's more serious topics, and these are some of the ones I plan to focus even more on now that my eyes are open and my heart has been changed. Remember, I said that within the last few weeks, a shift happened, and I was blown away by the realization of how close I'd been all along to achieving those dreams, how I just never saw it before because I was too blinded by my own fear and doubt to see it until now. It's because I was living with my past and all of its trauma, and I've been doing that for far too long. I have not allowed myself to unpack my bags and surrender to change. I knew in my heart I had to do that. I had to face those things, and that needed to happen before I could move forward, before I could help you to move forward too. And so in one of those past episodes, I'll link it below here, I mentioned that we each have a bag that we carry, and it holds all of our memories, our hopes, our dreams, our pain, our traumas. It's up to us to choose how to deal with that baggage, like what to pack, what to unload, to allow our minds and our hearts the space to move forward. When we surrender ourselves and face our fears to move through those obstacles standing before us, we allow ourselves to see that we were being prepared by all of those experiences to do, to be something greater than we had ever planned. On the other side of that mountain of change, I stand in awe and I watch as the universe is revealing the most beautiful tapestry that makes up who I am and who you are today. See, it's formed from every single experience, beginning at birth and leading us on this journey to this very pivotal moment in time, not in spite of our trauma, but because of it. And I actually have some pretty incredible news to share with all of you. I am about 2 hours away from completing my internationally accredited trauma and recovery practitioner certification, and I literally could not be more excited. I have listened to podcast after podcast that has told me that while it's great to call yourself a life coach or even a transformational life coach, you need to hone in on a niche, whatever that word is, and learn who my target audience is and who it should always be, who I should focus on to help the most. Well, that's great, but what if you want to help everyone, like I do? But again, I took a moment to be still, to sit with the calling that resonated within my spirit, and I began to see clearly how, out of my pain, my purpose was revealed. I had been focusing on a general writing course and coaching others to write a book. I'm an author, so it kind of came naturally that I would want to help and encourage others to set aside their fears and write the book of your life, whether it be your own life story, whether it be a memoir, whether it be fiction or nonfiction. I wanted to help you write your story. I've also talked about writing your story, but I couldn't see that I meant to help others with their trauma first. I didn't realize that out of my experiences grew this wonderful concept of helping others heal through their own trauma also. Now, writing can be a powerful way to heal from those traumatic experiences. We often have a visceral response to trauma in that we feel this instinctive, gut-deep, bodily response to an experience from our past. Our initial response is to allow it to overwhelm us. Sometimes we don't even have control. Sometimes that leads to straight out panic attacks and anxiety. And we hide ourselves away from those feelings and experiences, and we bury them so deep within that we will never have to face that reality of those truths or those traumas that cause deeply rooted scars. And in the end, they shame us into thinking that we're not enough and we shouldn't admit that those things even happened. Perhaps your voice has been silenced by someone else telling you that you're not allowed to feel those things or discuss those things or deal with those traumas. But I'm here to tell you from personal experience that you can only hide away from those demons and those skeletons in your closet for so long before they will rise from those hidden burial grounds and blatantly stare you in the face. They will not allow you to hide any longer from that truth. Now, this is where I come in. I believe that every story needs to be told. It deserves to be told. The hard truths, the weakest moments, the brokenness manifested into healing. Every single word is worth speaking into existence. And look, I know the fears that are holding you back and the demons you're afraid to face because I face them too, and I'm still facing them every single day of my life. But you need to know that you don't have to face those fears alone any longer. I didn't always have someone beside me telling me that it was okay to feel these things, to heal from these things. In fact, I had just the opposite. I had people telling me, it wasn't that bad. You must have misunderstood. All these lies and hidden truths that other people force you to believe. I'm done doing that. And I'm letting you know that this is a safe place for you to be able to let that out. You don't have to keep those lies, those demons hidden any longer. You can learn to have the power over your past by following my roadmap. I will show you how to break free from the past by working through your own trauma story on a path to healing through rewriting your story. Writing is a powerful tool for reconstructing your trauma story, for establishing that safe platform in which to be able to face those unspeakable truths, those things of the past that you were never allowed to talk about or discuss, and in connecting trauma survivors to the present, allowing you the space to begin to truly heal through creative expression. And that, my friend, is what you are. No matter what stage of this story you're living in, you are a survivor, and I am too. Now, writing your story can be deeply healing. Of course, it's going to bring up all of that negative, all of that baggage, but that's what it's meant to do. And I believe that you are on the right path because, I mean, you found me today, right? So I know it was no accident that our paths were meant to align right here, right now, in this very moment of time. Writing your story can be deeply healing and will empower you in ways that you could never imagine. So I would like you to reach out to me if you'd like me to help you get started on your own journey of reclaiming the power of your voice, facing the demons of your trauma, and eventually becoming a voice of change to help others survive their own traumas. I know you can't see it now, but you will get there just as I did someday. By being silent and sitting with the grief of losing yourself to this trauma for far too long, by accepting your faults, traumas, and scars for what they are, they will become your guide to healing through that pain. And I will be beside you every step of the way. Because I believe that in showing you my scars, others may know that you can heal too. Until next time, I am unconditionally yours. I believe that you can do this. I believe that you're a survivor. And I believe that now is the time for you to also expose your vulnerability and finally set your spirit and your past free. So let's start the healing now. All my love, Sadie.